For the second time in a row since being elected governor, Scott Walker vetoed a proposal this year to allow bail bondsmen to operate in Wisconsin. But some district attorneys would like to see money completely removed from the pretrial process. Milwaukee DA John Chisholm says bail amounts set by judges now are supposed to reflect the risk a defendant poses to the community if he or she is allowed to remain free between arrest and trial. But Chisholm says money doesn't really equal risk.
Money has been used as a proxy in Wisconsin for risk. You're not supposed to do that. Part of our initiative in Milwaukee is to start speaking honestly to one another. Risk is a factor. We understand that there are certain individuals that commit certain crimes that so concern the community that they want to make sure that that person isn't going to be back in the community until that case is adjudicated. They want to make sure that they're not out there.
What Chisholm would like to see the state do is use a pretrial detention statute that's already on the books and encourage judges to detain the really dangerous people without bail and release lower-risk offenders on their personal recognizance instead of requiring the $100 to $500 in bail they are currently held on.
I don't care about the cash. What we'd rather have them do is be properly monitored. I just want them to attend their court proceedings, not commit any new crimes, and maybe even start being diverted into these programs that are going to modify their behavior over time so that they're not a chronic problem to the system.
Chisholm says it would take only a minor amount of tweaking of the current detention statute to eliminate money entirely from the pretrial detention process. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.